Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After years of scandal, criticism, and widespread doubt about whether its agents really were looking for mobster James Whitey Bulger, the FBI may have expected that Bulger's arrest last week would have helped lift that cloud. Instead, there's skepticism on a couple of fronts. Congressman Stephen Lynch is calling for a Justice Department investigation of Bulger's history as an FBI informant. There are also some raised eyebrows over the FBI account that just 2 days after it started running ads looking for Bulger's companion, an anonymous tip from Iceland led to Bulger's arrest in California last week. Well, WBUR's David Boeri has been following the Whitey Bulger story for 25 years, and he joins me in the studio now. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
Well, describe the skepticism that you're hearing about Whitey Bulger's arrest in California last week after 16 years on the run.
Deb, I find it stunning and actually disturbing. Wherever I've gone this week, I've encountered this almost universal refusal to believe that the FBI captured Whitey the way they describe it. I call it a state of civil disbelief, and it's coming from surprising sources. You just mentioned Lynch, the congressman from Southie, who's calling for a full Justice Department investigation. And it's also the disbelief is also coming from people like the former state attorney general, Scott Harshbarger.
Anybody who has any prior connection with this has a degree of skepticism that is palpable about how this all happened just now. Coincidentally, at a time when we have just criticized Pakistan for not spotting Osama bin Laden for all these years, and we made a national issue of that. Here we are with a major fugitive, clearly sanctioned by at least some members of the FBI, and only now we catch them with some ad on daytime TV 2 days beforehand with a person calling from Iceland. The story alone just doesn't ring true.
Well,
stunning, as I said.
Stunning. It's very, very pointed in that. So, David, we already know, for example, that there were a lot of problems here with the FBI and Bulger. His handler, John Connolly, and the FBI supervisor, John Morris, were protecting him. Connolly tipped off Bulger that he was about to be indicted, so Bulger fled in 1995. But you know what, David? That's history. Connolly's been behind bars for 10 years. There's a new team of FBI agents, and maybe that's just an old era.
You know, you're right. It's history. History. And you can't ignore it. It goes, 16 years since he went on the run, and then 20 years before that when he had FBI protection. So Harshbarger agrees that today's FBI office here is staffed with people who are highly professional. This is a staff that has integrity. But what he says is the FBI is going to have to proceed with an understanding of that history.
But I lived with people who worked their careers trying to break into this and being demeaned by the FBI, being criticized by the FBI, being questioned about their integrity by the FBI, and they may never forgive, and that has passed on through generations as well.
Well, aside from the painful history, David, there's also, let's talk about what the FBI might do going forward. Would the FBI be the sole agency, say, looking into Bulger's life as a fugitive?
They had the warrant for him as a fugitive. So the investigation here, as his fugitive career goes, is up to the FBI. And what would you do if you were to sit down with FBI, with Whitey Bulger? What would you want to ask him? You'd want to ask him, did anybody in the FBI help you? Well, that right there suggests the apparent conflict of interest, that if that Harshbarger is saying, if the FBI wants people to believe its investigation, then really that investigation should be carried out by outsiders. Now, former U.S. Attorney Donald Stern, who was here when Bulger was indicted for those 19 murders, says there's also that issue of public perception.
You know, there is the substance, which is will any leads be thoroughly and professionally and aggressively followed up as a result of his capture? You know, I think the answer to that is yes. Many of the agents who were in the FBI office in Boston probably weren't even in high school at the time that Whitey Bulger became a fugitive. But, you know, that's the substance. The reality has to include the perception.
And so Stern says the FBI needs to work very closely with the Massachusetts State Police and others with whom they've been feuding over all these years. But transparency to Stern is absolutely critical, just as it was 15 years ago when he was U.S. attorney. And by the way, he appointed an outside special prosecutor to prosecute FBI agent John Connolly.
Well, what about folks, David, who are not skeptical? Certainly there are people who, you know, live through this history and they don't have problems with this. And they say, hey, look, the FBI successfully arrested Whitey Bulger last week. Get over it.
Well, one of those people would be the last U.S. attorney, Michael Sullivan. And he told me the idea that the FBI wasn't trying to find Bulger all those years, or that the FBI recently manufactured this sighting to make the arrest in Santa Monica, it's all just conspiracy theory.
I'm not surprised, you know, that quickly after doing a PSA, they got tips. I mean, the fact of the matter is every time we did publicity on Bulger, you know, whether it was around a particular event or a particular time or just randomly, we got scores of tips.
Sullivan sided with the FBI during this whole fugitive process. He says the only difference here, though, is that this tip panned out. Still, Sullivan says he thinks there is some merit in Don Stern's recommendation that the FBI should be working together with the other agencies here in the investigation.
Well, I would imagine the FBI would want to enhance their credibility to the extent that there's an opportunity to do that in a post-Bulger arrest. And if that meant allowing other agencies to participate in the interviews and or the questionings. Now, remember, at some point in time, you know, Bulger is going to be able to independently, you know, make whatever statements, you know, he wants to make. And he can make them himself or he can make them through counsel and or through others.
In other words, Deb, what Sullivan's saying here is that if Bulger does want to name names, the FBI agents or gangsters or cops, there's nothing the FBI can do about it, whether they're running the investigation or not. Still, you have this state of civil disbelief.
All right. WBUR's David Bowery, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.